Good morning, and welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, your guide for the next few minutes through this journey. The Morning Miracle Meditation is a great way to start your week and start your day. And every week, there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks, and then to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So the focus for this week is effective prayer. And let's get started now by first getting into the meditation position. So make sure that your feet are flat on the floor, your back is straight, hands are in your lap, and your eyes are closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale nice and easily. And again, a nice deep breath from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale. And imagine you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. The tree trunk goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, into the center core of the earth, where the roots of the tree trunk are embedded into the center of the earth. And you are connected solidly as you are sitting on top of it, as if you and the tree trunk were one. And envision that you are surrounded by a large bubble. This bubble is your aura. The aura is an electromagnetic energy field. In other words, the electromagnetic impulses from your mind and from your heart fill the aura bubble with memories, images, feelings, sensations that are continuously being emitted from your mind and from your heart of past, present, and future energies. And imagine that your aura bubble is about 18 inches around you, 18 inches over your head, under your feet, in front of you, in back of you, and all around. And it has a nice eggshell stiffness to the edge of it. And a beautiful golden vibration. An eggshell stiff golden edged vibration. And imagine outside of your aura is a giant flaming violet, as in purple, wall. And this wall is burning from the ground up at least 3 feet outside of your aura bubble. This is the flame of purification, the flame that is able to receive all and to hold all in it, to be purified and to have the purification of energy, your energy, be able to return back to you, or whatever and wherever that original source of energy comes from. And continue to breathe nice, deep, and easy breaths as we clear the chakras. Chakras are along your spine. There are 7 major chakras, and these chakras are energy centers that actually help to regulate, balance, and harmonize your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. So let's begin as you breathe from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine, and exhale out through your first, second, and third chakras. The first chakra is located at the base of your spine, and that is an area where you want to clear energy that would keep you from thriving. Often we get stuck in survival, just being able to make it, just having enough finances, maybe not even having enough, just being able to skirt by, not being in a job, not having the kind of health we want to have. Just let go of all of the energy that would keep you surviving. Just let that go so that you can thrive. And as you continue to breathe and allow these energies you're letting go to go into the violet flame, the flame takes these energies nice and easily and gently to purify them. Exhale out through the second chakra, which is located 2 inches below your belly button. It is right where, for men, your prostate is, for women, where your ovaries are. And let go of any energy there that would keep you in fear and in the vibrations of fear, those feelings that are often associated with it. Let go of your anger. Remember, the violet flame will receive it and take it as you gently release it, exhaling out through that second chakra. Let go of grief. Let go of resentment. Let go of overwhelm. Let go of anxiety. Let go of depression. Let go of despair. Let go of all forms of fear. Simply let go of those feelings and that emotional energy that is contrary to your experiencing full love and life and upliftment. If you are not uplifted, there's this energy that's holding you down, holding you back. Let it go. And let go of any sexual energy from the second chakra as well, whether it be from a current partner, whether it be from partners in the past, whether they were loving experiences or traumatic experiences through rape, molestation, or other forms of power from the other person to you, let it all go. Just keep breathing. And clear out your third chakra as well, which is located behind your stomach. That chakra, you'll want to release all the energies that would keep you stuck in any levels of addiction and repetition, patterns of behavior, any OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder type energy, let it go. Any addiction that you may have to anything, everything, let that go. Let go of all the energy that would in any way attempt to control you or where you may feel you have to hold on to control. This center is about you being in the full power and essence of you as a spiritual being. And as a spiritual being, you automatically are already in your own center and place of power. So there's no need for you to control everything around you, simply to be in your own power, to be still, to stand in who you are. The addictions can often distract you from the real essence and the full power that you have, so let those go. And again, the flame is gently receiving it, taking all this energy and transmuting it, purifying it. And now, as you continue to breathe, let go of the energies from your fourth and fifth chakras. The fourth chakra is behind your heart. Let go of the energy there that would keep you from fully loving yourself, loving others, loving your life, loving what you do as your career, loving your body, loving, period. If there's any energy that keeps you from being in absolute, unconditional, divine love, now is the time to just exhale out through your fourth chakra, behind your heart, and let it go. You don't have to force it. It will leave on its own. What is for you to release at this moment in time, you know what it is as a spirit. It is happening. You are doing it, so let it go. And that includes any self-debasement, lack of self-worth, lack of confidence. Let that go. And let go of the energy as you exhale out through your fifth chakra, located at the base of your throat. Clear that energy that exists there, where you may not have full expression of your true divine self. If there is any energy that wants to say to you or have you believe that you are not a creative being, let that go. Let go of your challenges around communication, whether it's listening, speaking too much, not speaking up enough. Let go of all and any energy that in any way tells you that you are not a creative being, because indeed you are creative, indeed you are like the Creator. You have been created to create, and so it is your very nature and every fabric of your being, of your soul, and your spirit to create. And indeed, you are creating all the time. You may not always like what you create, but you are always creating. So let go of the energy that says you cannot create divinely. And in a way that you desire. And now let's clear the sixth and seventh chakras, the six chakras in the center of your head. That is where your third eye is. And this is the place, as you inhale and exhale out through that chakra, to let go of any judgment and criticism, any perspective where you are not seeing the full glory of energy in whatever form it takes. All energy has its own purpose, no matter what that might be, no matter how you discern it to be. There is something there for you, as there is something there for everyone who experiences that type of energy form. It's perfect the way it is because it allows you to continue to raise in vibration, to connect with the divine essence of who you are as a spiritual being. It allows you to fully be present in knowing that the universe, divine source, is all working together in a beautiful harmonic pattern that is for your best and highest good in every single moment. So release the judgment, the criticism, the perspective that what you experience and that all energy forms that come together, if it, you believe it's not for your highest good, let it go. Let that belief go. And clear your seventh chakra on the top of your head. This is the chakra where you can easily let go of your doubts, uncertainties, anything that would keep you from knowing not only who you are, but how you're able to move forward in your life effectively, efficiently, lovingly. So let go of any of those belief systems that want you to rationalize and intellectualize whatever you feel is the right thing or should be the right thing or could be the right thing. Let all of it go so that you can work and be in your place of knowingness and awareness. Full awareness. Very good. And just continue to inhale and exhale as through every chakra, whatever is left to be cleared and to be released, now is the time. The violet flame receives it. It even gently pulls to itself those energies that you are bringing to the surface and choosing to release at this time. Very good. And so now let's move into the effective prayer part of the meditation. And to pray effectively means three things. That's praying sincerely from your heart, asking for or stating clearly what you desire, and being in full and complete gratitude for the blessings that grace your life consistently. So let's start by first moving into the space of connecting with your angelic self. You have energetic wings made of light that allow you to connect with the cosmos and help amplify your prayerful desires. So put your attention on and feel your spine on the back of the chair. With all your attention on your spine, notice how there are small buds on the end of every vertebrae on both sides, from the top of your spine, just beneath your neck, all the way down to just above your tailbone. And watch as those buds on each vertebrae on each side, from the top to the bottom, of brilliant golden light. They are buds of brilliant golden light. Watch as they begin to grow on both sides, as they begin to grow and extend outward easily, effortlessly, and gently. They continue to grow and grow and grow until they're at least 3 feet away from your body. And experience your angelic self with your angelic wings of light. Remember to breathe. And shift your focus now to your heart. Notice as your heart starts to fill up with a pearlescent golden light from the inside out. As you put your attention on your heart, It fills up with a pearlescent golden light from the inside out. Any and all energy attempting to hold back the magnitude of this brilliant light should go into the flame. So if there's any dark energy, heavy energy, thick energy that represents fear or unworthiness, resentment, or whatever it might be, it must be released into the flame right now. Intend it to go into the flame. The flame will receive it and continue to breathe easily, effortlessly, and deeply. As your heart becomes luminescent with this pearlescent golden light. At this moment, become aware of your heartbeat, the rhythm, the ebb and flow of it expanding and contracting. Pay attention to your heart. What is your heart telling you? What is your heart desiring? What does your heart believe, know, and trust to be true? What does your heart believe, know, and trust that what you request or what you state shall come to pass? So take a moment and listen to your heart. Be in the rhythm of your heart. What is your heart truly longing for? And breathe easily, gently, deeply, allowing the breath to flow. And take a moment and in the language that is sincere, uncensored, or non-apologetic, ask or state what it is you desire. Don't think about it. Just say it sincerely from your heart. Here's an example. When I became a born-again Christian and joined a community church, they taught about tithing, which is giving 10% of your income to where you receive your spiritual food, as the promise that God makes to increase abundant finances. Well, at the time, I needed a lot more finances, so this was my sincere prayer. Okay, God, now you said if I tithe 10% of my gross income, you would multiply it. You know, I only earn enough income to pay my bills and not a penny more. But I will trust you to keep your word and increase my income. You have exactly 3 months, God, to demonstrate something to me. After that, I'm not going to tithe if nothing happens. That was my sincere prayer in that moment. Needless to say, it was answered again and again. And again. And at the time that my prayer was as sincere as I could make it, I wasn't pleading, hoping it would happen. I wasn't wishing for it to happen or resigned to being or feeling helpless in any way. So as you say your prayer, state what is desired from your heart and be clear about it. Definitively, confidently in certainty. As you say your prayer, make sure it matches now the pearlescent golden vibration that your heart is calibrated at right now. So any color vibration that you're aware of that's different from the pearlescent gold is not as sincere as it could or should be. So I want you to allow yourself to adjust the energy vibration of the prayer to be at the same highest vibrational level of sincerity as the pearlescent gold in your heart. And you can do that by seeing the prayer laying in your heart and notice the color vibration of that prayer laying in your heart. And if there's any doubt or uncertainty, victim, helpless energy, fearful energy behind your prayer or statement, allow it to go into the violet flame. Allow these lower vibrational energies to be released as the violet flame gently receives them and takes them to purify them. So any energy behind your prayer request or statement that is not at that highest vibration that lays within your heart, just release the energy. Now, saying your prayer sincerely allows any energy that's making itself present within you to come to the surface, so just let it go. Until your prayer is at the same total pearlescent golden vibration as your heart. Now be in gratitude as you give thanks for your prayer being manifested. See everything surrounding your prayer as visible in the violet flame. And this is what I mean. What are the reasons for your prayer? See the circumstances, the challenges, the triumphs, everything in association to the prayer that you just requested or stated. What was the impetus, the reasons for the prayer from your heart? Allow your feelings around the prayer to become present and imagine your feelings in the violet flame as various colors and shapes. Feel the sensations of your prayer and image those sensations that may be going on in your body. Just image them over into that violet flame. See everything connected to this prayer request or statement in that violet flame. To image the feelings and sensations really means to allow that what you are experiencing is to go into the violet flame where they are released, and then to vision or see what the feeling or sensation might look like. It can be a specific thing, but also a color or shape, the same as the experiences, the memories. And once all of this is in the flame, begin giving thanks. Be in thanks for the reason for the prayer, for the challenges, the triumphs, the feelings, the sensations. Say out loud, thank you for that specific experience, whatever it is, and name it, call it. Thank you for the feeling that I've had of fear. Thank you for the love and support from a teacher. Thank you for whatever it is. Say it out loud. Thank you for, and name what you see. Be grateful for all these experiences and situations. And keep saying thank you, continuously being in gratitude until you fully experience the depth of gratitude in your heart. Thank you for me not trusting in relationships before. Thank you for feeling unloved. Thank you for allowing me to experience the blessings of support. Thank you for not having the financial abundance in my life. Thank you for showing me and presenting to me ways in which my life will continue to improve and my prayers answered at this time. Continue to be in gratitude until you experience it fully in your heart. Continuing to breathe. And once your heart is in the full place of gratitude, you may allow the violet flame to consume everything in it. As you continue to experience the joy, the fulfillment, the graciousness of a prayer having been answered in this very moment. And now take one more deep and easy breath. From the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale and surround your entire body with a great big, bright, beautiful golden sun, absorbing all or as much of this sun as you possibly can. The sun is your energy filled with the highest level of love, certainty, peace, joy, abundance, creativity, power, and all that you desire in its best, highest, and purest form for you. And receive all of this sun, your energy, into yourself as you move forward this day, this week, this month. And I'd like to thank you for being with me on the Morning Miracle Meditation for today. If you'd like to find out more about me, Lynn Herod Diverges, and Center of Light Miracles, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org. For this particular month, I am offering a special reading or mentoring session for only $100, which is significantly discounted. And there are many classes that you may choose from, courses online, private sessions, group sessions, as well as a plethora of information on how you can continue to increase your spiritual development and your personal journey throughout this lifetime. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.